This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Allergy Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with, once again, Ed Neuzel, board-certified ARNP and PhD. He has had his own allergy, sinus, and asthma practice in Central Florida for more than 12 years. He has also developed an herbal enhanced nasal cleansing spray, Dr. Neuzel's Irrigator, that provides relief for dry, irritated nasal passages. The nasal spray is now available in nearly 200 pharmacy natural product stores and e-tailers within the United States. Dr. Neuzel, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Well, good morning, Eric, and it's really nice to be back with you again.
It is, and we couldn't get enough information about allergies and prevention. So just to start off with this, recently a Centers for Disease Control report relayed even greater concern about overuse and improper use of antibiotics as potentially leading to superbugs or medication-resistant strains. What types of symptoms or conditions might you have previously prescribed antibiotics for?
Well, within my allergy and asthma practice, generally we're looking at something like either a sinus infection or a lung infection, things like that, maybe bronchitis or pneumonia. And these are the type of things that, you know, I normally see where I would prescribe antibiotics. But recently, the CDC had come out with a statement, and this was actually just like September 16th, the middle of last month, and they were relating as to the enormous problem that we have with the overuse of antibiotics and developing these resistant strains of bacteria. And they came out with some interesting statistics, and they said that there was an estimated minimum number of illnesses and deaths caused by antibiotic resistance, and they said the deaths, the illnesses were over 2 million and deaths over 23,000, and that just wasn't the end of it. They also said that with the use of these antibiotics, we are creating a situation called C. difficile. It's actually a unique bacterial infection that is in the gut. And there's at least 250,000 illnesses related to this and 14,000 deaths. So what's happening is with this explosive use of antibiotics, we're creating these bacteria that we're having to go ahead and either treat more aggressively with either combinations or for longer period of times, when before we gave you a little bit of antibiotics and, okay, you're fine, now we're finding that we're having to give more and more. And so this was an interesting fact that we were giving these antibiotics out when sometimes we may be able to prevent the disease or illness or maybe not be quite as aggressive with antibiotics right off the bat.
Very interesting insight. Now, which conditions might still be appropriate for antibiotic treatment?
Well, and that's going to be to the individual. Generally in a healthy young person, if they come in and they go, well, I started having this congestion coughing yesterday, and I think I'm coming down with something. Or like in my case, somebody might come in and says, you know, I started with this sore throat yesterday, and now I think I'm getting an infection. Well, in those particular instances, if the person has a good immune system, it may not be the appropriate time to just start an antibiotic right off the bat unless there's some kind of a history. In patients that are already impaired, then it might be appropriate to use an antibiotic as a preventative versus a treatment. But in someone who has a good immune system, in an actual majority of the time, their immune system will take care of it over a period of time. The problem comes in is when people come into a provider's office, they expect to walk out with an antibiotic. So I think globally we have to look at situations to where even the general public can maybe on their own realize that maybe I just don't need to jump into an antibiotic right away. And if you do go to the provider and the provider says, well, I don't really think I need to go into an antibiotic at this time, don't think that he's doing something wrong. He may be doing the best he possibly can for you by telling you this would not be the appropriate time.
Now, what alternatives do you prescribe for patients to get relief?
Well, again, actually years ago I was with the fire department in the Division of Fire and Life Safety, and so prevention is something that's kind of like something I've been doing for approximately 35, 40 years. And I follows through with what I try to do with my own patients. I would much rather prevent you from becoming sick and getting these infections than have to wait and then treating you with these antibiotics and all these other medications. So from my viewpoint, prevention is the key in decreasing the number and use of antibiotics.
Today, once again, we are with Dr. Ed Neuzel, the developer of an herbal enhanced nasal cleanser spray. Dr. Neuzel's irrigator that provides relief for dry, irritated nasal passages. The nasal spray is now available in nearly 200 pharmacy natural product stores and e-tailers within the United States. Here on eHealth Radio's Allergy Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Neuzel, you have developed a nasal irrigation solution just mentioned earlier called the Dr. Neuzel's Irrigator Nasal Spray. What does it do, and how is it different from other nasal irrigation products?
Well, as we discussed with prevention, if I can prevent you from becoming sick, then I don't have to use antibiotics to treat you when you are sick. And in using Dr. Neuzel's irrigator, we actually rinse the nose of contaminants and various pathogens that can actually be the cause of these type of infections. And we think, well, what does the nose have to do with the lungs? Well, actually, there were studies in the past, back in 2003, where they showed that people that did have, say, nasal allergies and they had asthma, by keeping the nose clear and keeping the inflammation down, they reduced their respiratory symptoms by one-third to one-half. And so by keeping these various contaminants out of the nose, we can thereby reduce the number of infections and reduce the amount of antibiotics that we have. And really the key is we just keep the patient feeling better. The difference between what I use and some of the other alternatives, like people understand with the neti pot, is the fact that the neti pot may be more difficult to use, may be less tolerated, and therefore patients just won't use it. And I don't know if you've ever tried to put something like a neti pot or a flush into a kid's nose. They just aren't going to do it, and a lot of patients won't do it. Well, it may be an effective treatment, but if people don't do it, it won't be used, and it won't go ahead and be effective. So what I did is I came up with this solution. It's actually a normal saline because we didn't want to be transferring fluids back and forth, and we added in these various essential oils that actually have a natural decongesting effect. They also have antimicrobial effects. It has antifungal effects, moisturizes the nose, help rinse out these pathogens, and it's something that people will use. Some of the best testimonials we have are actually from children that use the nasal spray. So therefore, if we keep the nose clean, we can then reduce the number of, well, we can reduce the nasal congestion and thereby reduce the sinus infections, possibly even bronchial infections, and thereby reducing the antibiotic use.
How about telling our listeners where they can purchase Dr. Neuzel's irrigator?
Well, actually, we're in over 200 locations throughout the country. We're rapidly expanding on that. If you go to our website, which is www.irrigatornasalspray.com, you can actually click on a link. You can click on your state, and it'll tell you where you can find it and even give you a little map as how to get there. It is available on several of the e-tailers, so it can be purchased over the Internet, and we're making it available to other areas of the country at this time as well.
Excellent. Certainly good information there. And also, if you would, in conclusion, what's one thing, or maybe even two things, bits of advice that you can leave the listeners on the topic that we have been covering, which is on the topic of allergies?
Okay, well, starting off with something like we have discussed with the neti pot, which is very popular and most people know about it, the neti pot can be effective. The problem comes in is earlier this year, the FDA did have an alert where there was a possible connection between the use of the neti pot and two individuals that had died due to a amoebic-type infection they got from contaminated water. So when you use something like the neti pot or even the Neomed, follow the directions. You have to use the distilled water. You have to use the packets that they have there. You have to keep the pot clean because in some cases they found that people weren't cleaning it and there was actually mold growing in there, and now they're pouring this mold solution into their nose. So it has to be done properly. They also showed that using some of these flush systems would actually spread pathogens from one uncontaminated area to another. But when we get to it, the second tip is that compliance is the key. If you don't use it, it's not effective. So regular rinsing of the nasal passage can actually eliminate some of these irritants, keep the nasal passage open, and it adds moisture to the nose. And so it gives you more of like what they call a healthy nose. We actually were approved by the We have the parent tested, parent approved seal of approval for the use in children. And with the FDA, we are approved down to the age of four. Some of the oils that are in Dr. Newsel's Irrigator have these antimicrobial, antifungal effects, what we find very effective in reducing the number of sinus inflammation and infections.
Always good to have you with us. We've been speaking with Dr. Ed Newsel, the developer of an herbal enhanced nasal cleanser spray, Dr. Newsel's Irrigator, that provides relief for dry, irritated nasal passages. The nasal spray is available in nearly 200 pharmacy natural product stores and e-tailers within the United States. And the website of reference, once again, is irrigatornasalspray.com. Dr. Newsel, thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Eric.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Allergy Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.